Jack Robinson joins us. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. On Friday mornings, we talk about economic news. And we've been talking for 2 years now about proposals for a new Kings Arena. Next week, the Sacramento City Council is scheduled to cast a final vote. Is there any suspense here? Is this basically a done deal?
I think this really is the end. The new owners of the Kings and city officials have accomplished staggering feats of magic in rounding up the money for the arena and getting all the pieces put in place in a really short time. So at this point, I think everybody has made up their mind about this and is kind of tired of talking about it. So I'd be surprised if it isn't approved on Tuesday. But, you know, of course, anything is possible. And I know the arena backers aren't taking anything for granted.
Now, this meeting was delayed by a week after the team and the city were not able to finish the final agreement in time. Is that any kind of sign that some problems still exist?
That's what you might expect. But as far as we can tell, it seems to have been really just a matter of tying up a lot of loose ends. There are some new details in the deal, but I'm not hearing anything to suggest that they make a substantial difference. Of course, history in the end will be the real judge of this deal. If the arena helps the team owners turn the Kings into a vibrant economic force, we'll look back at this as a brilliant move by Mayor Kevin Johnson and the city. You know, if the investment doesn't pay off, it'll be seen as a bad gamble. At this point, I think there's really nothing more to do but roll the dice and hope for the best.
A couple of other big developments were in the news this week. One is a giant master plan development in Folsom, south of Highway 50.
Yeah, Ben Vandermeer, our development reporter, says this is another huge project that is nearing a final approval. We're talking about a development agreement for 3,600 acres of pristine rolling grazing land on the south side of 50. Once built out, it could be home to as many as 11,000 families. If the city council approves it next month, the infrastructure work could begin as soon as next spring.
And the city of Sacramento is starting to think about development in the Natomas area. And the reason that's notable is because building in Natomas has been effectively banned because of flood concerns.
You almost didn't notice because it was 2008 when the federal government declared a moratorium. Of course, the recession was just beginning to take hold, so the immediate effect wasn't as dramatic as it might have been. But a lot of projects were essentially put on hold or halted in mid-stride. So now we're seeing action in Washington to approve levee improvements that essentially could lead to the lifting of that moratorium within months, perhaps even by the end of this year.
If that happens, what kind of projects could we see moving forward?
I think the first thing we'll see is probably some residential projects that were stopped dead in their tracks getting going again. The city has something like 3,000 home entitlements out there that for projects that haven't been built, and I think that's where a lot of the action will start happening. And then there are retail projects, particularly along some busy areas like the intersection of Gateway Park Boulevard and Truxell Road. Eventually, we could see some larger commercial projects, too. You know, Kaiser has expressed interest in building a hospital in Natomas. And of course, something will have to be done about the old Sleep Train Arena. That's a ways off, but there are some pretty grand proposals for that property.
The dean of Sacramento State's business school, Sanjay Varshney, announced he's stepping down to return to teaching, and he's had a pretty big influence on the local business community.
Sanjay is a very dynamic guy who is no ivory tower figure. You know, he was on a lot of boards like the Metro Chamber. He was perpetually speaking at business gatherings. Really, he was sort of ubiquitous. And on top of that, he's a very active, strong-minded leader who doesn't mince words. So I think the business community, of course, he'll still be here, but I think the business community will miss him as a leader, and he was an important independent voice.
Speaking of higher education, sort of, a new institution is preparing to open in Midtown. It's called the University of Beer.
Yeah, this is the second location for a popular Davis taproom that the locals call UOB. It will open in the next few weeks in the building that we've talked about before. It's this called Legado de Ravel at 16th and O in Midtown. It's that new building with the giant gecko painted on the sign. I've never been to this place, but apparently UOB takes beer very, very seriously. They plan to offer something like 100 kinds of beer on tap. I don't know. It's not clear why anyone needs that many beer options, but I guess I'll just have to try them all to find out.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.